Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen, amen, amen. This is definitely what we're going to do. Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. I pray all is well with you throughout the land. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, we got a nice show planned for you tonight. Get back, sit back, relax, and let's have some fun together. 858-357-9137. We are live streaming at blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Tell a friend to tell a friend to turn us on. Let's say a prayer, please. Most gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for your glorious day, Father God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Without his life, there would be no life, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask that you cover this podcast tonight, Father God, that the words coming out of our mouth would be pleasing to your ears, Father God, and that we will be able to help and break chains in someone's life, Father God. If there would be questions asked, they would be fulfilled, and everything would be touched in their hearts, Father God. Comfort and strengthen those that are dealing with COVID-19 and their loss and sickness, Father God. Comfort your people and strengthen us, Father God. Send your angels to watch over us. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Everybody suit up, put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. Let's get ready to get some things going. Here's Drew Tony, because God's been good. It's that special night when we can talk about those good things God's doing in your life. It's YAT Radio. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very beautiful moment right now. We got a very special guest with us here today, Kenny K. Love the Dream, you know what I mean? He's going to bless us with what God has given him, you know what I'm saying? Wave your hands in the air.
Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you
can vouch for that. He's definitely been good for me. Welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment, Pastor Rod's on your radio. Hey, what's going on? What's happening? A happy Monday to you. We have a special show tonight. Now, this show tonight is very special because this lady that I'm going to bring on tonight, her name is Miss Karen Hintz of New Orleans, Louisiana, and is very skilled, highly motivated, and marketing. She's promotions, public relations executive, strong skills in strategic planning, relationship building, team management, event coordinating, event planning. I'm talking about all these great things, but it goes a little deeper than that, and we're going to talk about that for a second. So everybody, like you to welcome our special guest for the night. Good evening and welcome to the show, Ms. Hintz. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much, and good evening to everybody. Thank you for having me.
Wow. So let me say this. How are you doing, ma'am? How is everything going down there in New Orleans, Louisiana, with everything that's going on around you?
Man, it's everything is going as good as can be expected during these times. Even with everything that's going on, God is still blessing. He still sits
Amen.
High and looks low. And with that, we know that everything is going to be okay.
Amen to that. Now, you said that. That's right. That's right. So I made that statement about it goes a little further back than that. So let me put this out there, and then we get into the business side of it. Let's get personal
okay.
for a second. Got to get personal just for a second. Ms. Hintz was there when Young Adults Talk started, everybody. That's 24 years ago, came June 26th, Karen.
yeah.
24 years ago. Isn't that
You're
something?
Telling our age.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Ms. Karen Hintz was there. She was part of putting Young Adults Talk together, our very first newsletter. Wild Wayne, her brother Stanley, my best friend, may he rest in peace. Karen and
yeah.
myself. Wow, we that's something. So thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, Karen. Let me say that publicly out in the open because you know how I feel about you. But let me just say thank you because a lot of people are engaged in the Young Adults Talk ministry and you are a part of that. And thank you very much for that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And anytime, you know, God has a hand in something, it's not for naught, and it's not anything
Amen.
To play with. So, you know, you handle your business, and he'll do the rest.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump on in. You've been around doing a lot of things, promotions and marketing and public relations for a long, long time. And let's talk about that first. Let's talk about who you are and where your career started and how everything got started in your life. And then we'll come on up to where we are today. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I got my start in this field quite by accident, out of job and needed a place to work, and some connections were made, and I ended up working in radio, first and foremost as a sales assistant, and then ultimately as the promotions and marketing director for Clear Channel at the time, being responsible for four major radio stations. And that took me to 10 years in that industry, after which time I left and started my own business, Event Experts, doing pretty much the same thing that I was doing in radio, and that was creating events, creating or taking ideas and turning them into events. The relationships that I built in the industry loaned themselves to, you know, furthering that in working for myself. So that's what we did, and God has blessed throughout.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So when it comes to, let's talk about first the promotion side of it, because when you look at promotions today opposed to what they were back then, what do you see? What is the big gap and the big difference now because there's a major difference today. And the promotions are not the same. They don't have that, not all of them. But what do you see as the big major difference in promotions today?
The difference in then and now, in radio, what my job was as promotions and marketing manager was to promote the businesses that advertise on our station. So we went out to those businesses and we brought attention to those businesses by way of live broadcasts, by way of radio station personnel appearances, and things like that. We also created events to bring awareness to the station. I like to call it guerrilla warfare. When we showed up, we showed out, and everybody knew that we were on the scene. The difference in then and now is with the popularity of the internet, things are not quite the same in that you don't have to go to a location in order to promote that business or to bring attention to that business. With the internet, you can do as little as, and I'm not making light of it, but you can do as little as pop a commercial on your website or put them on your live stream, and the internet can turn that into an overnight sensation depending on how good that promotion is.
Okay. So the then and the now, the budgeting in the then and the now too is not as extreme as it was then opposed to now, correct?
Exactly. There were events that we created that budgeted into hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Teen Summit that we were responsible for, the largest one being in the Superdome with a sold-out crowd, was a big budget event. You could do a virtual Teen Summit and have all of those speakers and all of those entertainers all be in the same stream and reach far more than 70,000 people, which was the capacity of the Superdome. Today, in today's world, you could do that and not spend nearly the amount of money that we had to spend back in the day when we were promoting it. And that doesn't make it any less successful. It's just a result of the time.
Right. And today's time, as far as money is concerned, that would sound better today. For as budgeting is concerned, a lot of things are going virtual now, and a lot of events have been put on hold. A lot of events been postponed, pushed back. Do we see these events suffering because of what's going on? Even when they are able to put them on, will these events still suffer because of the virus and the people's fear and everything that's going on? Will this affect a lot of marketing and promotions events that are waiting on the table right now?
I think it will, and it has caused some things to suffer. I was speaking with a young lady just 2 days ago who moved from New Orleans to Missouri to open an 800-room hotel right before this COVID-19 hit back in February. And she was afraid that she was not going to have a job after relocating, picking up everything and moving. The saving grace, though, has been because their ballroom space is so huge in an 800-room hotel, they're now picking up all of the events that are unable to be held at the smaller venues due to social distancing requirements. So yes, it definitely has made an impact, because let's face it, people are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do anything that's going to cause you to get sick. You don't want to do anything that's going to cause you to bring something home and make your family sick. So in that space, yes, it definitely has made a difference and caused events to suffer, birthday parties, weddings, all of that stuff is suffering because originally we were down to 25% occupancy. Now we're at 50, but with the rise in cases recently, we may be back down to 25 or even back to home confinement if the numbers don't change. And you can do all the reimagining and recreating that you want to do, but the reality is it has a definite effect on events that don't have the potential to be virtual events. Because we are, as humans, we are prone to the touch. We want to see each other. We want to hug each other. We want to be in the same space with each other. And right now, it's just not possible. Concerts and things like that that we see online, they have the potential to continue, but it's never going to be the same.
Right.
People working from home, all of that stuff is changing. You know, people are realizing now that you can be just as productive working from home as working in the office. So we're going to see a lot of changes as it relates to that, but to answer your question more specifically, yes, everything as it relates to events are changing.
Wow. So, and I want to stay on those events for a minute because there were a lot of events planned for 2020 because this was the spectacular year. And all of these things have been, you know, postponed, canceled, put off, and some events that you and I want to go and say that a lot of these events you have the high ticket prices, and companies have spent a lot of money. You won't get this money back, and there's no way for you to be able to even charge that type of, you know, because I saw a couple of events online where. There was a way that you had to pay to be able to get into this virtual event. So do you think people will be successful with that?
Take for example the Erykah Badu concert. Erykah charged a dollar, but if you look at the potential of how many dollars she could collect with a worldwide audience.
Correct.
You know, it's something to be looked at, but as it relates to the more personal events, it's a struggle. You know, it can be done, but the personal events, I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Especially with the dollar amount that they're trying to put on it. I think I saw a conference that they were trying to do, and I think that their ticket was like $45, and I was like, ugh. Man, are people willing to really spend $45 to go see something online? And this is not to knock anybody, so let me put that out there. But we have to just really think about, you know, what I think about what you just said though, that $1 that Erykah Badu charged, but the worldwide audience that she's going to get, you know,
exactly.
So that could become a lot of money. You know,
and with other events, you know, like the church, I'll use my church for example. A church conference, it's all relative to who you're marketing to and who's supporting
Correct.
You.
If
I'm going to support my church's conference, then yes, I'm going to spend the $40 because
right.
I want to support
right.
my church. But at the
Correct.
Same time, I can't expect or the church can't expect a worldwide audience that knows nothing about my church, that knows nothing about my pastor, to have that same enthusiasm about
Sure.
supporting that conference. So in those instances, you may want to scale it down.
Right.
With the Essence Festival that should have taken place last weekend, I don't know how they did it, but it was an online virtual experience. I don't know if they charged for it or if it was free. But let's face it, if I have the opportunity to get the Essence experience, it might not be as personal. you know, unless right. you had a viewing party or a watch party with a couple of few of your friends and, you know, wanted to have a good time, but it might not be as fun. But if I wanted that experience and, you know, I didn't have to go out and buy my new outfit, I might take those extra dollars that I would have spent on an outfit, that I would have spent on parking, you know, that I would have spent on
right.
something to eat at the place, and put that into paying to get into that virtual event. So it's all relative to what
That's
you
good.
Like and how much you want to support that particular event.
Yeah, that's good. I like the way you broke that down. That's good. That's good. That's a good way to put that. Okay. Okay. So everybody that's out there, I hope everybody is listening, planning an event, that you heard that and took that very well, because that was a good pointer for us. Let's talk about public relations. Let's talk about that, because, you know, when you talk about public relations now, this is a term. Customer service and public relations have to go hand in hand.
Correct.
You know, because
Correct.
Because of what we, because of what's really, I'm talking about now more than ever than anything. And let's go to public relations first before I talk about customer service. Talk about the public relations. How public relations needs to be very important, and how people need to view that, opposed to use the now and the then, and the then and the now. How about that? Come from that same aspect from it again.
Actually, there is no difference in PR in the then and the now. The only difference is the vehicle, because the end game is the same, a positive outlook on the person, item, subject that you're promoting.
That's right.
Positive PR is positive PR. And some people
no
say
what.
Any PR is good PR. I don't believe that. I don't subscribe to that. Because negative PR can have a negative impact. Yes,
Correct.
You're going to get noticed for it, but that notice, is it going to help grow your brand, or is it going
to
tear your brand down? Because
right.
we live in a time now where you make one slip of the tongue, and it could end not only your career, but it could end your life as you know it. You could end up with some of those silver bracelets that you don't get from Macy's, you know. So, yeah, PR is no different now than it was then. It needs to be carefully thought out. It needs to be strategic, and it needs to have the same end goal. It needs to bring positive light to the object of the public relations.
And that's the truth. That's good. That's good. Thank you for that. And I brought that out there like that because I think that a lot of people, and you brought it up because that any PR is good PR. I've heard that so many times, and that's so false. And that negative PR is never good. It's always going to have some negative results coming in somewhere and consequences behind it.
Let me say this. Let me make you laugh. Let me make you laugh about something. You know, now lately, all of the Black Lives Matter promotions, there have been people named Karen that have been in all of the negative connotations about people doing crazy stuff. So, believe it or not, I get comments about that all the time. And it's in jest, but at the same time, people are still commenting about it. Something as simple as my name being Karen is tying me to all these people that are being outed for crazy things. And so while it's not serious for me, because I'm not the one, you know, the object of the negative publicity, it still has an effect, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right, right.
So it's important.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Wow. Isn't that something? Just a name. But that's the way it is, though. You know,
it's just
like that. Like you say, it could be a name, the slip of a tongue. It's anything out there. People pay attention, and we pick up on things like that so quickly, though, when it's negative.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So quickly. and we run with it. It's like, oh wow,
yeah.
You know, and I'll never understand that, but that's the way the world works, and you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Customer service, oh my. And I know that's something you have to deal with every day in your field. You've been dealing with it. But customer service, let me tell you.
So important.
I know that there's a now and a then and a then and a now in customer service. Because customer service
Absolutely.
Has definitely gotten kind of worse to me in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Talk about that for a minute.
Customer service, I feel, should be your number one priority when dealing with customers, clients, the general public, if you want to look at it that way. It's all customer service. I always say I would rather under-promise and over-deliver any day of the week. I'm not going to say that I can do something that I can't do because then it makes you look bad. If you have a customer service issue, you need to handle that customer service issue with tact, with diplomacy, and with care. Because at the end of the day, if it is your customer, if it is your client, if it is somebody that you depend on to put a couple of dollars in your pocket, then you don't want to make them angry. You don't want to make them feel like they can't trust you or that they're never going to use your service again. So when you're dealing with a customer, and I don't subscribe to the customer is always right because that's not true either, but
right. You
want to handle it very delicately in ensuring that your customer walks away with a positive experience. You can't just say, well, whatever. You know, this is the way I'm doing it, and you just have to deal with it. You can't do it that way. Because if I'm spending my money, then I don't want to feel like, you know, you don't care how I feel. Because I work hard for every nickel that I get. And so I want you to appreciate that nickel. I want you to really want that nickel. And I want you to act like you deserve that nickel. So customer service is very important. And it used to be back when I first got started that people were very cognizant of that and were mindful of that and took that seriously. And today, and I don't want to blame it on ageism because it happens with young folks just like it does with older folks. Today it just seems like there's not enough consideration given when people have complaints or people have issues or people have something that they need to discuss with a service provider. So, customer service is very important, and I would put it in the top two things that we need to be concerned about.
The top two. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's your other one at the top?
Customer satisfaction, yes. Having
customer
your customer, your client, your
That's
whatever,
right. Okay.
Leave your service or your whatever pleased with the service that you provided.
That's
because
good.
Believe it or not, word of mouth is a wonderful advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Definitely
I get
that.
Business all the time from people who refer me to their friends or to their family. You know, I did an event on the 19th of last month. It was an anniversary party for a couple. In this time of social distancing, they wanted to do something really different. So the husband had the idea of doing a private dinner party. We rented a bridge, a pedestrian bridge over a bayou, and we did a dinner for two. It was beautiful, but it was a referral that I got from a friend. It was a reimagining of something that's been done forever, but it was able to be done in this COVID-19 environment, and the customer asked me if he could give me a review on Yelp. Absolutely you can.
No, that's right.
So, right. Please do. Yes. So, you know, you, even with the reimagining, you just have to make sure that your customer, your client, comes away with a good feeling about the service that you provided.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We have Ms. Karen Hintz on the air tonight, event experts down in New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to get out her information a little bit later. You can call up and, hey, get her business anytime. She's always willing to do some work now, make some money. But she's going to come back and we're going to finish this conversation and talk about some other things that's going on. And she's going to help you out with some things too, strategic planning. We're going to talk about our relationship building and team management, because all of that is going to be needed in a time like this when you're trying to get your business in a whole new era. You got to take your business to a whole new level now. So you got to get ready and have someone on here tonight. It's going to help talk you through it. So hang on. You're listening to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. Monday evening, Pastor Rod's on your radio. I'll be right back. Take a quick break on YAT Radio.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains.
My people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hate me? I'm just trying to be,
yeah.
Ladies like me,
great like me,
grow with one another, living happily,
living happily.
But you hurt me, yeah.
You hurt me.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion, I am a king, and you're a queen. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the call, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves. Ooh.
people, I love you.
My people, I love.
I love you, my people. I love you, my people.
I feel you, baby. Oh, I feel you, baby. Oh,
we're a family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering while I say, oh,
how to love, how to be, oh, how to love, how to love.
I love you, I love you,
how to love.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. That's the family song. My people, guess what? I love y'all, all right? I love you. Hey, it's a special assignment. Pastor Rod's on your radio. Our special guest tonight, Miss Karen Hintz from New Orleans, Louisiana, event experts, and having a great conversation. There's a change going on in the atmosphere, and a lot of people are having to make adjustments in your business, and we're going to help you out tonight with some conversation about how to do that. We just got through talking about public relations, customer service, marketing, and promotions. Now I want to get into something now, Karen. I want to talk about some strategic planning because a lot of that, boy, some strategic planning needs to be going on right now because we're getting ready to go into, and this is not speaking any negativity, but our numbers are spiking in this COVID-19. And you said it a few minutes ago about, hey, we don't even know. We may have to go into a whole nother shutdown. So what are you going to do about your business? You need to be into some strategic planning right now. Should have been from the first hit. So what do you say to the people about strategic planning? Because that's very important in any business, any event, anything that you're doing.
Right. I am of the belief that we all need more than one stream of income. Because, again, we never know what's going to happen. We never know where the times are going to take us. So if you have more than one talent, don't just focus on one. Make sure that both of them are equally, you put as much time into both of them equally, because more than one stream of income gives you more than one opportunity to make money. If you only have one stream of income, I like to tackle events and anything to do with business by determining on the front end everything that I need to make that event successful. Brainstorming, having conversations with other vendors like myself. There's a lot of different things that you can do to keep you at the top of your game. Subscribing to subscribing to like the I've got a block right here. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, they have a network vendors. And they also provide you with a list of things and people that are coming to town. So you can use those things as resources to help you gain more business and also to keep your tools sharpened.
That's
so
good.
If you stay on top of those types of things, it can only help you. So when you're doing your brainstorming and deciding every last thing that you could possibly think of that you might need for an event or that you might need for your business, it only helps you. So all of that is, in my opinion, strategic planning.
So the Convention Bureau that you're talking about, would that be something similar to something also like would the Chamber of Commerce be something that they can use as well with that?
Absolutely. In the event planning arena, the chambers, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. You can even go as far as having relationships with the concierges in hotels. And I know that that is not as easy to do right now because of the COVID-19,
right.
But mm-hmm. in the back of your mind, you might want to store that little bit of information once everything gets back up and rolling. Concierges know ahead of time what's coming, and they can
right.
also give you a heads up and give you pertinent information about who the contact person is, the number of people that are going to be coming for a particular conference or an event. So, you know, there's just a lot of different little tricks of the trade that you can use as an event planner to help you out.
That's good. That's good. And that you naming them, that actually leads up to the next thing I was going to bring up, which is part of that relationship building that you would need to be doing to get everything going, because that's part of relationship building, building those relationships with the chamber and the conventions, visitors bureau, concierge. Let's talk about the relationship building and especially talking to people that you just mentioned, and even about what do you got to have to do now when you're talking about virtual events and stuff like that. Give them some pointers on that, please.
Sure. I like to say that being accessible, being able to be found, all of that stuff is very important in relationship building. And people laugh at me all the time because I've had the same phone number since 1998, I think it has been. So contacts that I've made in radio when I first got started, if they're looking for Karen, they can find Karen by calling that number. They may have lost their number, but I still have mine. And I say that in jest, but it's important that all of your social media information is up to date. It's important that your social media information, because that's the times that we're in, is clean and concise and is not filled with junk and stuff that's not important to your business. Use your personal page for that, for your opinions and what you think and what you like. Your business should be clean and concise and say perfectly who you are. And so when people want to build a relationship with you, they can see just by looking, because believe it or not, we can tell pretty much who we're dealing with by what we see and how they present themselves on social media. We may not always get an opportunity to talk to someone or to shake hands with someone or meet someone in person. So those things are important. When you meet someone and I go back to the old school. When I meet someone and I'm interested in maintaining a relationship with them, maybe the day after or 2 days after, I'm going to drop them a note that says, it was very nice meeting you, look forward to working with you, or hope I can do some business with you in the future. Those things make a lasting impression. And when you're building relationships, you'd be surprised how just that one small gesture would make a difference in somebody calling you back or not.
No, that's the truth. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. Because I think one thing about it is that and relationship building in businesses today, if you have good relationship building skills, you would automatically know what it would take for the right people to come and even work at your business if you have good work relationship building skills. You have
That's
to have
right.
those skills in order to bring in the right people to work up under you anyway.
That's
and,
right.
and that,
that's, right.
That's part of the next thing, team management. Talk about team management, because your team is what's going to, your team represents you. So
that's right.
You know, your team is you. So let's talk about that for a minute. Talk about team management.
I've had the opportunity to work with people who were getting paid and people who were not getting paid. My philosophy is you're not going to work any harder than I am. So I set the example. I'm not going to expect you to do something that I'm not willing to do. Yes, I am the business owner. Yes, I am the team manager. But if you're doing an internship, or if you're getting paid, or if you're volunteering, I treat everybody with the same respect as if they were a paid employee. And so when you manage a team, and I tend to think that the people that stay with me are the people who are like-minded as it relates to work ethic, like me. I'm not going to call back somebody who doesn't know how to talk to my customer, or somebody who does half the job and is more concerned about going home after the event than making sure that all of the items that we brought to the event are picked up and packed up and brought back than they are about, you know, what time it is and I was supposed to get off 10 minutes ago. Okay, if you do the whole job, you might get an extra $50 or a $25 tip because that's who I am. I want you to know that I appreciate you. And when, as a team member, you go that extra mile, don't you think for 1 minute that it's not being recognized, that it's not being appreciated. Now, everybody may not do like me and give a tip or give a extra money on your pay, but they will call you back for the next event. They will make sure that when there's a big event, when it's time to shine, you're out front. So all of those things matter when you're managing your team, that you treat them pretty much how you want to be treated and that you recognize their hard work and their effort and they're going the extra mile.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Because one thing about that team management, you said that you being the team manager, the company owner, let's talk about that just for a second. The company owners, the supervisor, the boss, whatever you want to call them, whatever they call themselves. But when you have those leaders like that, that have those, we break chains here, so we step on things and break them. Let me see. You have those ones that have that attitude as if up there better. I don't know what to really call it, but if you have this snooty attitude and then your whole team is acting a certain way because of you, how is that playing out, you know, right now? Because I see a lot of that in where I am right now. You see a lot of and I think of that as a lot of competition. You know, you see a lot of competition in company owners that are doing some of the same things that if you're doing it over there, I'm doing it over here. We compete against each other instead of finding ways to work better together. Why is that like that? Why is there so much competition? And, you know, I'm not sure where, you know, if it's like that everywhere, but you see a lot of it. And I know business is business. And I know that, but, you know, come on. Rude and bad customer service, you know, bad team management and leadership kind of plays a part in that too, right?
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, because of the times changing the way they have, there are more independent business owners now than there ever have been. And
yes,
when people see you doing well and shining, doing a certain thing, and they think, you know, I can do that too. So, yeah, they pop in not knowing what all is involved in getting the job done. But here's the thing. If you're not doing it or doing a good job at it, it's going to play itself out. It's going to show itself for what it is. And so those people with the snooty attitudes and the bad customer service, they'll play out and they'll move on to the next thing because there are people who, you know, they pop in for a minute and then they're on to the next thing because it's not really something that they love. It's not really something that they're interested in. It's just something that you know what, I can make a couple of coins doing that. Let me try that. But it plays itself out in the end. It always does.
That's right. That's right.
It always does.
So, event and meeting planning. You do a lot of events and meetings, and you just talked about your engagement party that you did. Talk about your major events and your meeting planning that's going on right now in this new era that we're under with the COVID-19 and how things have changed for you.
You know, Roderick, I'm not so crazy to believe during this time that event planning is going to stay the way it has been. And let's face it, people are able to plan and produce their own events. That's just a fact of the matter.
Yes.
However, event planning is for those people who want the service, number one, and can afford the service, number two.
Mm-hmm.
So where I am with it right now is it's slow for everybody because of the COVID-19, but
right.
I'm still planning for when this thing clears up. I produce an event called Black Bridal Affair. What that is an expo for everything wedding, but it has a niche for the African American vendor. Now, that's not to say that any vendor is not welcome, but it is targeted towards the African-American bride. And so
mm-hmm.
we tend to get a lot more of the African-American vendors. Now, I've had all brides and all vendors be a part of this show, but we have had to cancel because of COVID-19. Of course, there's not going to be a whole lot of people in a room together, and it's an expo. So all of that stuff is on hold right now. I'm only doing small things right now, like the anniversary party that I just did. And they are not as many as it has been. They're kind of far and few between. But it's safe, and we're just praying that once all of this stuff is over, that it'll pick up and things will be back to normal again.
That's good. That's good. That's really good. So tell everybody about, if you don't mind, talk about some of your events besides the Black Bridal Expo, a couple of the events that you have done and that you are planning that's on the table because and on hold, because I want people to hear the meetings and the different type of events that you do. The different types.
Sure. In the past, I did the National Conference of Black Mayors that was here in New Orleans with over 600 delegates. I've done an event called CLE of Louisiana, which is the Continuing Legal Education Seminar, and that is a delegation of judges and lawyers that travel to different locations to get their CLE credits. They have to have a certain amount of hours, and so we take them to a location that they choose. It's pre-chosen, and we produce their seminars where they get their credits to keep their bar licenses up to date. We do weddings, we do anniversary parties, birthday parties, we do all types of events, but again, the events that my company, Event Expert, produces is the Black Bridal Affair. I have a couple of clients, DJs, as well as comedians and a vocalist that I do events for as well. Again, all of those things are on hold, but we do have a couple of events, concerts, comedy shows that are on hold and waiting for COVID-19 to say bye-bye and go back where it came from.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. That's a lot going on. And, one thing about it is that a lot of things, like I said, a lot of things are going virtual And I guess that's something that I want to just take these last few minutes and ask you about. The virtual events. Can you just give a few pointers to people out there? Because you say people can do these events on their own, and you just describe the person that will want your services. So the people that are out there, don't want to give them too much information, but the people out there that want to try to get into planning their events because of the budget has slowed down or something like that, what kind of advice, let me say it that way, what kind of advice could you give that person out there today that's trying to plan an event, no matter what scale it is? What type of positive advice could you give them today for that?
What I do, and what makes me, in my opinion, and this is not bragging, but what makes me successful and good at what I do is I don't have to know how to do everything. I surround myself with people who do know how to do the things that I don't. So because you need to be social media savvy, if you're not that person that knows how to get something done on Instagram or on Facebook, then you find somebody who can. And you surround yourself with those people for when the situation comes up where you need to put together a virtual concert, or you need to put together a virtual call, if you will. When all of this COVID-19 broke out, my church, I'm the administrator at my church, and my church had to go to free conference call. Well, everybody's church went to free conference call. So there were a lot of problems with the lines and people dropping calls and all of that other stuff. So we had to find another outlet to do our virtual services. We then went to Zoom. And so I said all of that to say you've got to be versatile. You've got to surround yourself with people who know how to do the things that you need done, if that's not yourself. And you just have to map it out. You know, be prepared for what's coming. If you see something that you want to go after, verse yourself in the things that you're going to need to go after that thing or that client or that event that you're interested in bringing in.
That's good. That's good. Okay. That's good. That's good advice for everybody out there. Hope everybody got that.
Well, Ms. Karen, I thank you for being on. I want you to hang on. We're going to take another break. We're going to open up the lines. If anyone has questions for you or comments or statements, we're going to give them an opportunity to talk to you. So we're going to take this quick break, and we're going to come back and open up the phone lines. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the special assignment. Our special guest tonight, Ms. Karen Hintz of New Orleans, Louisiana, event experts, and we're going to give you an opportunity to talk to her in just a second. She's going to get out information. If you need her services, you can contact her. Because like I said, she'd love to have your service. You could love to have her service. She would love to come and provide for you. How about that? Hang on. It's YAT Radio. We'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YATradio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains.
You know that they say that miracles went out with the apostles, but I really beg to differ. And I'm declaring right now that God is still miracle worker. Can I get a witness anywhere? Yeah. Hallelujah.
He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, God will. He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, he will. At the water well, yeah.
Won't he do it?
What about the time he blessed the fish and bread, yeah?
Won't he do it?
What about the time that he called Lazarus from death, yeah?
Won't he do it?
Create a scene, yeah.
To draw a crowd,
to draw a crowd,
to work a miracle.
Won't he will?
Yes, God will,
yeah, yeah.
To create a scene.
Draw a crowd,
to work a miracle.
Oh yeah,
yes, see, we
my God,
my God is that good.
Woo, that good, that good.
Yes, see, my God is that good, that good, that good. Yes, see.
What about the time he healed your blinded from cancer, yeah?
Won't he do it?
Or what about the time that he saved you in that car wreck, yeah?
Won't he do it?
Or what about the time that the gun went off and you survived it?
Won't he do it?
Or what about the time where it would've been, could've been, should've been?
Won't he do it?
Create a scene, yeah.
Draw a crowd,
draw a crowd,
to work a miracle.
Oh, God will,
yes, God will,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To create a scene, to draw a crowd, to work a miracle.
Won't he will, yeah,
yes, he will.
My God is that good. What a mark from God, yeah, that good.
My father-in-law, Bishop.
Radio. What's up, Pastor Rod? It's On Your Radio. Our special guest tonight, Miss Karen Hintz, Vet Experts down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Miss Karen, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Before I open up the lines, why don't you give everybody information so they can reach out to you and get some business from you and, you know, be available, make yourself available to
them. Awesome, awesome. Thank you for having me first and foremost. I appreciate the opportunity. And I refer all of my business to one email address, and that is my first initial and last name, khintz@gmail.com. And that's because I'm taking this time while we're down to revamp my websites and get everything looking fresh and new. So when we open up,
good,
we'll have a brand new look. So
okay,
people can reach
good
me at khintz@gmail.com. Or that 55-year-old phone number, 504-453-2186. Again, that's 504-453-2186.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Let's open up these phone lines and see if anyone wants to talk tonight. Anybody took those notes. God bless you. Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Ms. Hintz is on the radio. Is there anyone out there want to ask some questions, comments, statements, anything? The phone is open for you. Well, I know
it's
I see one
note
person. They took good notes, I tell you. I see my professor there. I definitely got to give him some shouts out. I know he's going to say something, so he's waiting on everybody else. God bless you. Good evening, Professor Dr. Kemp. How you doing this evening, sir?
Good evening.
I'm
just happy to listen in and get some wisdom on running or starting your own business and getting some tips. I just sit back and was listening. I have one thing I would like to just. I know you that. The young lady was talking about having more than one way of earning your income because, like, right now, those small business due to COVID-19, a lot of business we had to fall under because they didn't have the finances either. They
yeah
didn't have the ability to borrow the money to keep themselves open. So I think that through the planning, what that's planning, but you have to be involved and have more than one. Should you have more than one line of credit? Exactly how would you go about keeping a whole lot of small business, having to close, having to just fold because they didn't have that money on the side, like some business that's been established, and then some are getting financial aid from the federal government, but with no watchdog, they're even firing the people that the government gave them the money to keep. They're laying them off, and the money was put there for them to keep it. What's your take on that?
You know, that's really tough because as a small business, it's tough enough, but there are some major businesses that are struggling with just that thing. I heard on the news today that a lot of the casinos are laying off upwards of 600 people, and we can be pretty certain that they receive financial help to keep those businesses going. So it's really tough to navigate that space. It just depends on, you know, what type of business you have and the need for those services during this COVID time. One of the other streams of income that I have is doing graphic design. When I was working in radio, I did a little bit of graphic design as a sales assistant, and I carried those tools into doing funeral programs, momentum programs for funerals. And so because that's something that doesn't require many staff members. It's something that I can kind of do, you know, on my own with the help of a printing service. That's something that I've actually been able to keep doing. But it's really tough because most businesses do require staff, and let's just face it, it requires people who need the service. So it's really tough. I'm sorry if I really can't help in that aspect. It's just a tough situation right now with the times that we're in.
I understand what you're saying. A lot of businesses, especially those in the food service, like restaurants and even hotels, small businesses that have, you know, who really don't have to have that many employees, but their income is very minimal. And when they go without being able to sell different places where they would get the inventory from, closed down, and they have to fold too. And I was saying, you know, we have to be prepared for when you go into business with rainy day funds.
And that too is tough because a lot of small businesses just don't have the capacity to do a lot of saving because you're putting every nickel that you make back into the business to help it to succeed and to thrive. So short of taking advantage of any help that, you know, the government is offering, and you have to be careful with that too, because if you accept that money, you got to be willing to do the things that you have to do to accept it and to either pay it back or fulfill the requirements of accepting it so that they write it off. So, again, it's just a tough situation. And we all, I know I wasn't one that had a rainy day fund because I'm a small business, and most of what I do alone unless I have a big event. So I had to also rely on the help that the government was offering.
That's pretty much answers my question. I wanted to just let the listeners hear about that, because a lot of, specifically with African Americans and those others, that it's hard to make loans. But for just to be honest with you, for African American to get into a business and to get into things is hard enough. Then when something like this happens, the majority of the business that's going to fold going to be small businesses. And we have to have and I love when you had spoke about having another income coming in, because you're going to need something to fall back on.
That's right. And one of the things that we need to be mindful of and do as people and as small business owners is we have to support each other. We have to make sure that we're keeping our dollars in our community, because, and that's not to put down anybody else, because there are other of our white brothers and sisters and brown brothers and sisters that offer good products, but we have to be willing to support each other. Now, that doesn't mean to support the ones that don't appreciate our business, or, you know, support the ones that aren't doing the right thing, and we find that out, unfortunately, when it's too late, but we still have to support each other, go that extra mile, and try to keep our dollars in our community.
I've heard that that in the African American community, the finances after we get paid and the finances that we make leave out our community faster than any other community, because those who we spend money on don't live in our community. They take the money and. Malcolm X once was saying about, talked about it, the people who run the stores and the other businesses using African American community not members of that community. Therefore, and they don't really put money back into the community. They come and really, and let me use this term, to rape the community, take from. And they don't put enough back investments into the community. So many businesses that we support, and whether it is in the malls or other businesses, it just told us Coca-Cola or anyone, we support them. What are they doing for the community that's investing so much money and buying their product? We have to speak out and say, well, and we have to learn to stand up and speak out and say, well, we're going to learn to spend our money with our people. Everyone else does it. You're not going to find a black store in a Japanese neighborhood or a white neighborhood. You're not going to find that those businesses don't really be out there, but you will find them in our community.
Let me share something with you. I have a girlfriend who shared her story with me. She was doing an ad book for her church, and the nail salon that she goes to or has gone to for the last 6-7 years, she brought the ad book to the nail salon and asked her nail tech, would she take out an ad in the book? And she was told by her nail technician, I can't. And so puzzled, she asked, well, what do you mean you can't? Why can't you? She said, we're not allowed to spend money with anybody that's not Vietnamese.
Right. Mm. If you ever
talk
pay attention,
about
move
eye from... opening. Talk about eye opening. And I'm guilty. You know, I go there and get my nails done too. But you know, it just goes to show you that while they'll accept every dollar that we bring in, they cannot spend their money outside of their community.
They're taught not to.
That's right.
Exactly.
They're taught to support themselves. Even those coming in from India, Pakistan, and the Arab countries, they don't really support the community. They take from the community, but they're not going to support your community. If you do, it's a very full four and in between your five and one that'll do it. And there's a few whites that will do it too, not many. Now, you may could talk them into doing a little something, but I'm a firm believer it's time that African American community and business establishment and others stop accepting crumbs. You're gonna, you know, we invest trillions of dollars into our country, and we get crumbs in return. I was telling some folk recently about the stimulus check they were getting. They were speaking in context that the government was giving them something, and I asked them, "Do you buy grocery? Do you buy clothes? Well, do you go to any store there anyway? Whenever you pay tax, you pay federal tax, you pay state tax and local tax. Well, you're really getting your own money that you've been paying for years and years. If you're an elderly person, you done paid it 100 times what you got back.
Right.
And sometimes we think like they're giving, you're not giving me anything. You're giving me what I spend every day going. All you have to do is take your receipt and look, and no matter what store, where you go, even if it's a pharmacy, you'll find out that the taxes, we pay it.
That's true.
Well, that goes back to that show we did that night, Dr. Kemp, that Wednesday, when I asked the question, where is my money? you know, all this money we pay, where is my money? Community falling apart. But anyway, the dollars are definitely leaving out. Yeah, exactly. The dollars are definitely leaving our community. We're spending over $1 trillion a year. If that money stays in our community, we would definitely see a change. This is to knock no other race, but we talk about this on Breaking Chains, Karen. If we would just start keeping our money in our community, we'll see our communities build up, and we won't have to worry about waiting on anybody to give us anything. We can take care of ourselves because we really can.
That's right.
We really can do it. So we just need to take the initiative and just do it. And, you know, but with it's about leadership. You talked about it earlier. You know, it's about leadership.
That's right.
We need those leaders that can guide the people correctly and put them on the right path. And that's all of ours job, actually, because we're all leaders, because that's what God made us to be. Leaders, and we have to step up, and not just us. There's quite a few of us out there, but it's time to come together in unity and start making things work together for our good, because that's what God told us anyway. All good things going to come together anyway in the end, and we are going to be all right. So we're not worrying, we're not stressing. It's just time to come together and make it happen. Your business, my business, everybody's business to grow and to flourish. And keep these trillions of dollars in our community and watch them flourish together. How about that? So let's push that forward. Ms. Hintz, we thank you very much for being on here tonight. Give out your information again before we get out of here for everybody to reach out to you and give your final comments to the listening audience for us, please.
Thank you again for having me. I can be reached at area code 504-453-2186 or at email address khence, that's khence at gmail.com. And listen, all it takes is an idea. If you have the idea, you can make it happen. You can bring it to fruition. It's going to take some hard work, but it can be done.
Amen to that. That's good. That's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you once again for being here and spreading your wisdom and knowledge that's muchly needed in a time like this for people that are going through the change with their business and making this transition. So we just thank you, and God bless you and your business and all of your future events coming up. Be blessed and flourish and prosperous. God bless you, and we
love you.
Thank you
so much.
Dr. Kip. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. History Talk right here. Same place. Can you pray us out, Dr. Kemp?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll pray. Heavenly and merciful Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come, Lord. We ask that you have opened our hearts and our minds, that we was receptive to the things that were said, and that the things that we said that we were able to, that we're able to learn from them and bring them to fruition. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our speaker, Lord. Bless her, bless her home, make our home love of joy, home of peace, and home of prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless those who are loved ones who have passed from COVID-19. Bless those who are sick and in the hospital. Lord, bless their family as they some are in bereavement and some are just waiting patiently to see what outcome will come of their family members. Lord, we ask that you will look upon this country, Lord, as we have 45, I'm not going to call him out his name, the orange orangutan. I refuse to call him out his name tonight. But, Lord, we ask that you would study his mouth and guide his mind, that he would be upright with the people, and that the hatred that he spills out and the divisiveness that he has, that he gives out, Lord, that you would straighten him out, Lord, and let him know that one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one kind, antros, that's mankind, is no such thing as black, is no such thing as white. Lord, then let us understand that. And Lord, if we say that we follow you, we have to understand you say, love you one another as you've loved us. Lord, we ask, Lord, that we learn to be more entrepreneurs, as Malcolm X stated, until we start owning our own businesses and we start cleaning up our own doors, those steps. And what I'm trying to say, Lord, is I pray that we stop killing one another.
Mm.
I pray we stop talking about baby mama and marry those young ladies and don't call them the H word and treat them like queens and they treat their man like king. And Lord, that we come together, Lord,
because
we're so divided right now as a people. People are killing us and we're killing ourselves, Lord. We're in a no-win situation. Teach our children that they need trades and they need to get an education. They need to learn how to read. And let us stand by. If we make that child, let us stand by the mother and let us stand by the child and raise that child in the fear and admonition of God and get that child educated that we could move forward. Ignorance is bliss, Lord, and we understand that ignorance is bliss. And if we're not able to educate our people, and that's what I love about our program that we have on the educational to help us be able to establish business and work through our different problems and even the vicissitudes of life, the ups and downs that we're able to have those in life. Lord, we just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just a special blessing upon Reverend William, Lord, as he every day he try to bring on something to teach his people. Your word say our people are to strive for a lack of knowledge, Lord. And he's trying to present us with different knowledge from all different areas to make us successful. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to give them the wisdom, knowledge, and the fortitude. And thank those who he called us that he thinks highly of enough to call them and let them share their knowledge and wisdom with those who are listening. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus and for his sake, amen. God bless
you.
I love y'all. I love all y'all, and you can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
We love you, too.
Love you, too, Dr. Kemp. Thank everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp tomorrow night right here on YAT Radio. Be blessed. Be safe. And remember, God loves you, and we love you, too. Have a good night. See ya.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.